Episode 2. Today with myself and I would like to talk about when you're in a situation with someone and you out as judgmental. Now, I know that we're always talking to ourselves, and I didn't take it personally, but when someone says you're judgmental, you have two options. You can either agree and know within yourself that, yeah, man, I am being judgmental. I should really watch myself. Thanks for that advice. Or the other option where you know you are not being judgmental, you understand that you love yourself no matter where you are, you love yourself no matter who you're around, you love yourself no matter what's said to you, you simply love yourself in the desert with old Pablo, the homeless guy, it doesn't matter. You love yourself all the time. So you know that there is no longer a judge in your life. Simply laugh when someone calls you judgmental. What do you think about that?
I think when somebody calls you judgmental, they should really take a look at why they're feeling that way, because obviously if they're calling you judgmental, something was sparked within them that makes them feel judged. And if you're feeling judged for something, you're obviously not feeling all too great about it. Otherwise, you'd be like, yeah, that is me. Fuck yeah, thank you for noticing.
Thank you for noticing and helping me with that. Because yeah, that's what friends do. And I feel that, when you care about somebody versus when you don't care about somebody, you have two options. You can either simply say nothing, or you can tell that person exactly what you see that you are choosing not to be okay with, because you choose more for yourself. And when you're around people that you care about, you don't accept any less from those people, because those are the people that you're choosing to represent an expression of you in a certain way. And when you do voice yourself to these people and they don't either appreciate the message, or they don't get the message, or they respond negatively, and then you just know that the only thing you can do is let go and walk away, because at that point the person will either love themselves to the point where they'll choose to in that moment survive and get back up on their feet. Feel that is honestly the best thing you could ever do for somebody, is give them that.
Sometimes the truth hurts, but it's what you need to hear. All you can do at that point is take your hands off, because it's in their hands now. The ball's in their court. Let them do with it what they will. If they choose to level up, fuck yeah. That's why we were friends. If not, it's been nice knowing you.
Yeah. I just choose to exactly that. I choose to not accept that's that version of you that you want to present to me. I choose to accept better of myself, and that means that I'm going to accept better of all the people around me. And why should anybody settle for anything less but the best, because you only accept that of yourself. So why wouldn't you expect that of the people that you surround yourself with? And if anyone has something to say about that, I believe that you need to take a look in the mirror and ask yourself why. That's really all I got to say about that. Hope everybody got to learn something from this, because I know I sure did. Went out on a spontaneous follow the feeling trip out to California from New Jersey, knowing nothing but the fact that I'm following a feeling and the feeling is taking me there. And got there, realized that you attract what you are, and you are what you attract, and you attract only one thing always, and it's always a feeling. And when I got to California, I realized that the feeling that I was attracting, although it was all sunny out, sunshine and rainbows and beaches and sand and smiles and playing in the desert, the inside was not happy at all. And realized that when I found myself in the middle of the desert with people that all people all the same, I love them all, even gave old Pablo a hug. You just can't help but notice the amount of I don't care about myself, and realize that I'm looking in the same face. You know what, I'm not judging this person, I'm simply accepting this part of myself and seeing that I do care about myself, and I needed that experience, and I needed that lesson, I needed to be there and feel that, and at the end of the day, hug it anyway, because without that, you don't truly know that at the end of the day, when it's just you, body, and you're closing those eyelids, that you know what, I love myself no matter where I am, no matter who I'm around with, no matter what I'm doing, I know what I'm about, and love is it. That's the message of Jesus, I believe. If I do say so myself, I solemnly swear on that one. So this trip has been amazing, and then heading back from California, we stopped at an old friend of mine's, and I bless him, but had nothing to do with him. I got to relive my old life and the life that I find myself talking about sometimes still, and felt that I just needed to relive certain aspects to see if, is this truly what you still want to do? Because if you're still talking about it, that means that there's some part of you then that still feels for it. So that being said, decided no, it isn't. Learned that I love music, and I love creating music, I love creating beats, I love creating rhythm, I love vibing to it, I love having people be around it and feel good and learn things from the messages. I love everything about it. Everything about it. But simply choose to accept that you already are all the emotions and feelings that you are expressing through your device create whatever it is you want to create that you are feeling. And you don't need anything other than yourself plugged into that device recording while you're creating it. You don't need any drugs. You don't need anything. All you need is for you to feel what you're feeling and put it out. And when you know that you are all you really need for that, for everything really, that there if you were there. If you weren't there, that thing wouldn't be there. You know, you're not there to experience it. And to say that you need anything else to experience it is never going to be the right answer. So, that being said, this trip has been absolutely amazing, because you go out looking for yourself and then you find yourself being the self that you thought you would never be. Because you now know the self that you are not. Because you got to experience that and prove that to yourself. That is really what everybody always wants, their own experience. Because until you get your own experience, you're never going to settle for anything else. You're always going to be thinking about that. You're always going to be in some way, shape, or form doing something in pursuit of it, to just simply to feel it. And I think that's what everybody is, quote unquote, supposed to be doing. Do whatever you feel pulled to. Do whatever you feel is next for you, and don't ever question why you're doing it. And don't ever ask anyone what they feel about you doing it, because you're not doing it for any other reason but yourself. And that goes into across the board, from when you open your eyes to when you go and close them back for the rest of the day, for the rest of the night.
It's all for you.
It's all for you, however it is.
Your eyes to what you want to be doing and what you don't want to be doing, because there are temptations around every corner, whether it be with forgetting everything and living in Slab City, or whether it be alcohol or drugs or lies that you tell yourself, because this is comfortable and fast-paced, and it lets me numb my pain through, doesn't even have to be through a drug, it can be through a person, it can be through a television, it can be through a dog, whatever it is. But when you completely observe the person, you completely observe their surroundings and why their surroundings are the way they are, and how they shape the person, and you get a really good understanding of what it is that you want for your life, and
you find yourself there.
You find yourself there, and you find yourself cleaning an entire house, and you get 3/4 of the way across the sticky ass counter, and you ask yourself, why am I doing this?
Because you do it for yourself, that's why you do it. But then you realize, why isn't anyone else doing this? Because you can do it for yourself all the time, but then when you realize you're assisting in masking something that someone isn't facing,
You're putting makeup on something,
telling yourself that this is for me, but truly, it's not for them. It's almost like going against that person by taking away from them and living in that shit. You know? find yourself doing that, that's when you say, okay, it's not that I don't want to be doing this, because I'll do it for myself all the time, because I care about me and where I'm at and what I'm around, who I'm with. I will take care of everything, just as Pablo will take care of everything. He'll stop doing everything and you'll start taking care of everything.
We'll even cook your breakfast.
We'll even cook your breakfast. But you find yourself where you find yourself when you get to decide that this is my life, and I get, not that I only get one, because I get as many as I want, for those that feel that. But right now, when I'm awake in this one, I choose to have the best of stuff. And the best stuff comes from the best that I feel. And when I feel good, I don't even have to think about it. It's just all the best stuff. But when I'm around stuff that I don't feel the best about, that's what I choose to just not have. And I feel that everyone can relate on that. It's simply that. It never has anything to do with any physical anything or where you are. It's either sunny in California or it's rainy in Missouri. It doesn't matter. How you feel, you'll know what you want to do when you're there. Am I Gucci with this? Or am I Gucci with that? And then you'd be like, definitely that. Or sometimes definitely this. Because you could also be asking yourself when you're in a feeling a great environment, you're like, yo, I gotta check myself. Is this really real right now? And then you're like, fuck yeah, it is. And you have that life too. There's both. But you only get this life right now. Because you're always right now. So right now, pick the best for yourself, whatever that means. If that means driving a day and a half to whatever is the best for you, that's what you do. If it means staying exactly where you are and doing exactly what you've been doing because you love doing everything you've been doing, and no problem, that's where you stay. That's what you do. Keep being you. Just keep making lyrics now. So, that's how I feel.
Yeah. I mean, you get to choose exactly what you want in every single moment. And this is not to say that anybody has to change their ways, because if you're happy in what you're doing, then fuck yeah. That's the whole point of life, is to be happy in what you're doing and just experiencing it all and being Gucci with it.
Yeah.
But if you are unhappy and you're telling yourself that you're happy by masking it with any type of high, whether, you know, like I said, TV, drugs, whatever. If that's what you're doing, then you need to take a serious look in the mirror, and as painful as it is, you know what? You might as well smack the ever-loving shit out of yourself, because God knows your fucking mama wants to do it. So look at yourself and tell yourself that you deserve more, and start giving yourself more. Clean your shit up. Clean your life up. And start doing what you really want to be doing.
Yeah.
Consciously. Don't make yourself unconscious. And
yeah, don't tell yourself, oh, I need to smoke for this. Don't tell yourself, I need to do a line for this. I need to ask someone if this is okay to do. I need to watch a YouTube video first. Sometimes that's helpful. But you know what I'm saying. Just start doing it. Just start fucking doing it. And then when you find yourself saying, this is fucking awesome, I love doing this, then do whatever you want. Because you already know you love doing that.
It's your life. Live it how you choose. But I know for myself, at least, I know I want it to be a great one, because I fucking deserve it. So that's what I choose, and that's where we're going.
Feel great. We're choosing to feel great. That's really it. Simply choosing to feel great. That's the only choice anyone is ever making in every moment. Do you feel great? Do doing this, saying this, being this? Yeah, fuck yeah. No? Damn, what is it? It's always you. So, that being said, that'll be the end of this episode, 2020. Thank you guys for tuning in. Until next trip. Peace.